Hello and welcome to Party of One's podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lori.
And today we are going to be giving an update on some of our New Year's resolutions.
Yep.
As we've almost reached the halfway point, kind of.
Of the
We're a month
year.
away.
And this podcast was started based upon a New Year's
Well,
resolution.
not even a month, really. We're like a week away.
Yeah.
Time is hard to measure nowadays.
Yeah, there is no time.
But yeah, we're gonna catch up on some of those resolutions and see where we go.
Yep.
I don't know if you're usually a big New Year's resolution person or not.
I don't beat myself up about it if something doesn't work out, and I also usually pick attainable goals that I've been thinking about anyway. I don't ever say, by the end of this year, I want to travel to Australia, or I don't do
Learn
that. I
Spanish.
pick things that I've wanted to do for a while, but also if it doesn't work out, I just kind of go, okay, it didn't work out.
Yeah, I usually do something very vague
Yeah.
if I do like pick something. Or a lot of times I'll do something that's like not like tangible, but it's more like mindset based or like
Yeah.
spiritual. Like I want to work on like
Yeah.
this thing,
Yeah.
and like try and continue to think about that through the year. But in terms of like tangible goal setting, I don't usually do
Yeah.
that. We're both teachers, so like when we think of like a goal or an objective, like we know all the things it like needs to be. Like it
Yeah.
needs to have a time frame and it needs to be specific and it needs to,
Measurable.
yeah, like the whole like SMART, what's that called? Acronym? Is that what it
The
is?
SMART goal.
Yeah, so it's like I don't ever set those for myself, mostly because I don't want to set myself up for
Yeah.
disappointment. I really just live my whole life in an effort to avoid disappointment.
Yeah.
It's going great. Not disappointed at
I'm not
all.
just. I have very low expectations.
It's really fanning out during
Yeah.
these very difficult times. But yeah. What is something that you set for yourself for this year?
Well, I had two. One was to publish my book that I wrote, and the other was to lose weight and have a healthier lifestyle. And I finished publishing my book probably 3 months ago. So it's just online. I didn't publish it for people to make money or anything. I just wanted
You
it
haven't made your
out.
millions yet?
No, but that's fine. I'm making about
Well.
as much as I do on my book as I do on this podcast.
Well, you know, keep us posted.
But I mean, my goal was not to make money. It was just to say it's out there,
I would
and it
be
is.
equally happy being your book tour
Well, I know
publish
we've talked about this
manager
before.
as I would if our podcast went super big and we could live off of it.
Yeah.
I would be equally happy.
Well, I'll keep you posted. I
Keep
mean,
posted.
we'll find out what happens. If there ever comes a day where we are recording this podcast from a sound studio, you'll know that we've made
You'll know
it. Or we have somebody, who, when we say, so and so, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to come on,
big.
we
Actually, come on.
actually have that person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were my two. What about you?
I don't know that I set any actually, other than I also wanted to focus on losing weight and like, yeah, becoming like healthier
Yeah.
in like whatever that meant. So that is we've kind of been doing that together.
Yeah.
And that has been super helpful to
Yeah.
me. Not feeling like I had to like figure it out on
Yeah,
my own.
I was actually thinking about that a few days ago. Like, we are both on our own separate journeys doing this the best way for each of us, but at the same time, we can do it together. I
Yeah.
think that's the best thing is like neither of us are following the exact same plan or doing the exact same thing, but the general mindset is the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it makes it easier to have someone, but it also is one of those things that I wouldn't want to share with just anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I wouldn't want to join like a work.
No.
Like those lose it or whatever the biggest the loser challenge is. Yeah. Yeah, that's not for me.
The like, yeah. And the school we used to work at every year would do like a weight loss challenge. Really at like the beginning of the new year. Yeah. And they would do like weekly weigh-ins and like it was this big thing and like a lot of people talked about it and there was always like a prize. Sometimes it was like monetary, right? Yeah. And I never was interested in that.
It just wasn't for me. I couldn't do that. I can't do that.
So like what was your impetus to like pick that as something you wanted to focus on this year?
I think I focus on it. I think it's because I focus on that every year in mm-hmm. some way. So I would say probably the last 4 years that has been some kind of focus in my mind, but there's certainly ups and downs. I mean, I'd have to say of a 12-month period, I may be really focusing on it for like 6 or 7 months mm-hmm. and then I don't, and then it comes back and mm-hmm. then I don't, and then it.
So it's just like waves.
For it's you, a yeah. long, yeah. So it's a long, long haul. But you know, this year, I think the reason I've actually been able that I'm actually continuing and like doing really well is because of COVID, which is sad to say, but when the school year abruptly stopped, I had a more flexible schedule.
Right.
And so I think that's why I've been able to continue it more. And now we're into summer
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I don't see myself stopping anytime soon, though. If I know my habit, when September hits, September, October, November, December, it'll I'm like, all done.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're not going to worry about that right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, how are you feeling about your journey so far?
I feel good about it. It's been interesting. I kind of set out at the beginning of the year wanting to focus on losing weight and being healthier, but also wanting to have the mindset of like, I just, you know, it's like as you grow into adulthood, you like start to realize things about yourself that like you didn't necessarily, like you maybe knew about yourself, but you didn't realize like how problematic they would be, like if they continued year after mm-hmm. year after year after year. And for me, like the last, I would say like the last probably like 4 or 5 years, I have been like coming to like the conclusion of like, I have some really messed up food relationships in my life and like some really messed up attitudes toward the food that I eat, what I eat, how much of it that I eat. And like, and I think that I wasn't ready to deal with any of mm-hmm. that until now, if that makes sense. Like I was starting when I first like was starting to think like, oh, this is maybe not great for like, this is not like a sustainable relationship to have with food or to have with my body, like throughout my whole life. But then I was like starting a career and then I was in grad school and then it was like so many things where it was just like, I'm not in a place where I can like slow down and think about this. Like so many times in grad school, I literally ate like dry cereal while I was working on like a paper, while I was trying to do my full-time job. Right. Like I wasn't at a point where I could be like, how can I get like wholesome, nutritious meals during this time? And if you are at that place and you are that person, like more power to you.
Yeah.
Like you do you, but I was not that person. I couldn't do it. Like, so I feel like I finally got to the point where like a lot of the dust had settled, if that makes sense. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And then, going into like quarantine and having like limited options in terms of where I could go or what I could do.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, at first I was a little freaked out because I had been doing pretty well up until that point, like eating well and like trying to like work out every day. But then like, there was all this scary stuff about, like, what you'd be able to, like, get a hold of at the grocery store, and if we'd even be able to go to the grocery store, and like, pretty much anything that you could have in your house that's, like, non-perishable is not it's what you're, like, not what you're supposed to be eating. So I was just like, okay, I could live on mac and cheese for probably a long time, but, like, Weight Watchers hates mac and cheese. Like, I can't. So I, like, feel like, and at first I was pretty panicked because I was like, oh no, like, what am I going to do? And I was just like, just do this for, like, as long as it makes sense. Yeah. And if there comes a time where it no longer makes sense or you can't do it, then you'll just stop.
Yeah.
And thankfully it's, I haven't gotten to that point.
Yeah. I feel the same way. My biggest concern was for me, or my old mindset, it was like boredom equals eating.
Yeah.
And I was really worried about that. But it turns out, I think the whole quarantine has really helped me more than hurt me. And I thought for sure it would hurt me. But it really hasn't, because I have time to make healthy meals. Yeah. I have time to meal plan.
And anybody
I have time
who tells you that
exercise
shit does not take a long time
takes
is lying.
Forever.
They're just lying. Like, it takes a very long time.
Oh my gosh. You know, I am able to sit down every Saturday and meal plan for the week.
And then be home to actually
And then
cook
be
those meals.
Home to do it. And, you know, there are so many nights where I would get, you know, I'd get home and then homework and running for kids and doing things. Like, May is usually my busiest month of the year. I am never home in May. And I'm eating whatever on the run. Mm-hmm. And this May, I've been able to be home every night eating meals that I have prepared, that I know what's in them. And
yeah, like the level of control has been, you've been able to have like a high.
Yeah.
I've thought that too. Like, there's been like a lot, well, like for a while, like we couldn't go out to eat. We couldn't, like, even if you went and got takeout, like that was, it was still harder, like, than just like having stuff.
Yeah. It was harder to plan that.
Yeah. In your, home already.
Yeah.
And there was a while too, where it was like, is that even safe?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, being home consistently and then like having grocery shopped and then being able to eat almost everything you got in that grocery trip. I don't think I've ever been at a point in my life where I have like so thoroughly eaten all of the things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when you're on the run, or like there's some weeks where I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like almost every night of the week. So it's like, if I do make a dinner, it's like whatever I can throw together as quick as I can.
Right.
And I hardly ever get like down to like the last of whatever I have. Like, so that has felt even good, knowing that like I can go out and get stuff and then use everything that I've got.
Right.
Like, because it also felt really wasteful, because then stuff like goes bad. And then you're throwing out stuff that's not good, but you're just like, oh gosh, I wasted like so much of this food.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to heal some of those relationships with like grocery shopping and like has been good. But do you feel at all concerned about like, because I do feel like this is an area right now where I do have a high level of control, and that has been helpful to me as a person who likes control and who likes to be in charge of things. Do you ever worry about like when all this lifts, if like the level of control that you feel is okay? Does that make sense? Like,
I think,
or if
I
it'll
mean,
become like a thing.
No,
I don't want it to become a thing.
I think it's going to be okay, just because everything is going very slowly.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. And I mean, I have done this not during COVID.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can do that. And also I feel like I'm a little bit better prepared now.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I take the mindset, there's been so many times where I've been dieting and I beat myself up over things like, oh my gosh, I ate a piece of pie at Thanksgiving, or, oh, I, you know, I went to a barbecue and I had a hot dog and a hamburger, and like that happens. And I find that I eat so well so many days of the week that I don't beat myself up about those things anymore. And I don't really know if that's ever going to come back, that I, you know, have that regard. I think in the past it was like, if I was dieting, it was all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And this time it's very like, nope, it's okay. You know, yeah. Somebody bought me lunch, I'm going to eat it. Somebody,
right. Yeah.
You know, like, and we've talked about this, you know, like in overall, I'm doing a million times better than I used to do.
Same.
So even if I, you know, like Rachel and I on Saturdays is cheat day and we yeah. just eat whatever we want. And I feel really good about it because mm-hmm. to be honest, on those days, I probably don't eat more than I used to
almost every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
So I think that that is a, that's a big deal. Yeah. I think that's a huge deal. The way that I think, okay, so like, you know, tomorrow is Memorial Day mm-hmm. and I'm really looking forward to having like hot dogs and hamburgers and my mm-hmm. aunt's making like a peach dump cake, which mm-hmm. I'm totally in, and baked beans and potato salad. And I'm going to eat it all mm-hmm. because I know that it's a meal.
Right.
It's, you know, and I used to do that on the regular all the time.
Well, and like, I think it's so, it's what's hard is that like food and like body image and like all that stuff is like so complicated. I think my fear is that like it will become obsessive and then like that will like leech like joy out of situations, and I don't want that to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like I want to be mindful about the choices that I'm making, and like yeah, like this week I'm definitely gonna eat like on Memorial Day. I'm definitely gonna like we have plans to like go to a local ice cream place. I'm yeah. like really excited about that. And I don't think I'll ever be the person who like says no to those things.
Right.
But I don't want to be there and in my head be like, oh, this is bad, or feeling like I have to compensate and be like, I have to work out twice as hard
right.
today or twice as hard tomorrow. Because I also think that like that's not a better place than where I was, you know? That's
right.
like a different kind of captivity.
Yeah. You said it one time, I really took this to heart, and I think it really speaks on like where both of us are in this mm-hmm. is you said, I'm doing this to find balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tip the scales the other way, then my goal of finding balance didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
That, you know, if I become crazy about it and working out 3 hours a day and mm-hmm. feeling upset that I put a cookie in my mouth and think, yeah, then,
this is not balance.
Then you're balanced on the right. other side. You've lost the balance mm-hmm. on the other side. And I think about that a lot, mm-hmm. that's what this is. Mm-hmm. I think for both of us, it's become an idea of maintaining a balance mm-hmm. that we are both happy with mm-hmm. and that is good for our bodies mm-hmm. and good for our lives mm-hmm. indefinitely, mm-hmm. not just right now.
Yeah, like for the long haul.
Yeah, there's yeah. not going to be a day where, you know, first of all, you know, it's not going to be possible for me to lose 100 pounds. It won't happen. But there's not going to be a day where I'm going to lose 100 pounds and be like, okay, now I'm going to eat everything I want again. It's going to be great. And, you know, that's never going to happen. I have to do this consistently mm-hmm. the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, and in order to heal some of those unbalanced relationships I have with food, like, I'm going to have to be mindful of
yeah.
this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And, like, where it's like sometimes I'm like, that is such a bummer, because I know people, I have friends who their body is such that they can eat whatever they
garbage
want
all the time.
They don't really think about it.
No.
Like they eat probably healthy-ish, mm-hmm. I would say, but they also don't have the like messed up food stuff that I have.
Right.
So that like it does not impact them
right
in the same way.
Right.
And like bodies are different. And like for me and for my body, like this is something that I'm going to have to think about.
Right.
Like I'm going to have to be mindful. I'm going to have to like force myself to like not only eat baked goods for a whole day and also
right.
include some vegetables and fruits. Like, but I think that like, yeah, I want it to be that long haul, like sustainable, balanced approach.
Right.
and for both of us too, we've talked about this a lot. Like, I feel like one of the major reasons that we've bonded is because for both of us, food is love, man.
Yeah.
Like, we both come from families where, like, food is the main event.
Yeah.
Like, almost every holiday, I have a specific food-related memory with.
Yes.
Like, and there's, like, if you told me, like, what foods go with Christmas, I could give you, like, a 20-item list. And if, like, those things are not available, I would feel like this is not Christmas.
Oh,
like,
my family has had that conversation so many times. You know, we used to be a giant family that would get together, and now it's really whittled down. And my mom will say, well, maybe we won't serve, you know, this at Christmas. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
This is always at Christmas. Yes. We always have this. I don't care if there are 2 people at Christmas or 50 people at Christmas. All of these things will be
there. I want to have them. Like, that's what we agreed to.
Yeah,
like,
this is how it has been all my life.
Whenever you first fed me that thing, you tacitly agreed that every holiday it would be here. I agree. I feel the same way. And my family is, like, mostly one side, not necessarily the other, but, like, my one side, like, we're this, like, I like to call us Eastern European trash. But, like that is the main event. Like, when we get together, we're getting together, like, for a meal that lasts for hours. Like, the eating lasts for hours. And there's, like, always, like, a ton of excess, which is great. But for me, that has, like, caused, like, my brain to wire in weird ways where, like, I feel like when there's not all that excess at, like, a celebration or at, like, something that's, like, supposed to be special, then it means, like, it's not as good, like, which is not always true. And always, like, celebrations or whatever's happening, an event doesn't always have to revolve around food or what you're eating. But I also don't understand that because, like, it always
has. Of course
has.
It does. What are you talking about?
It always has. Like, when you're happy, you eat. When you're sad, you eat. Yeah. Like, when something complicated is happening, what do people bring you? They bring you food.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so for me, like, learning all of those things, I think it's great. I think food's a great way to take care of people. Like, I know that I feel super loved when someone's like, you know, like, let me take you out and, like, I'll buy you your dinner.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I think it's awesome. But at the same time, like, those attachments are not sustainable for me personally. Right. But yeah, so trying to break all that is complicated and hard.
I think you know, everybody has their crosses to bear, and I feel like this is a cross that both you and I will bear forever.
Yeah.
But I also am very proud of ourselves and what we've been able to do. And I've really gotten to the point too, like, I exercise in some way, shape, or form 7 days a week. And I have found that if that is not incorporated in my day, I feel like I've gypped myself in some way.
Yeah.
And when I say I exercise 7 days a week, it's like a half hour.
Right.
20
minutes.
But it's
something, and it's way more than you were doing before.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's not like, you know, I've obviously gyms are closed, but, you know, I never enrolled at a gym, or I'm not going 2 or 3 hours a day or anything like that. It's like a half an hour walk or a 15-minute strength training or, you know, a 20-minute Zumba video, or, you know, it's something like that. But there is something every day. And when I first started this on my Fitbit, I had 3 days a week as my exercise goal. And then I was crushing it. And then I moved it to 4. And then I moved it to 5. And now it's at 7. And I hit it every week. And I think that's just, like, that has become something too. And I think COVID has helped out with that too, because I really enjoy going for walks.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and it's been, like, the only thing we get to do.
And it's the only thing we get to do. And when my kids are home, you know, I'm with my kids 24/7.
Right.
And to get a half an hour just to even go for a walk in my neighborhood, or, you know, meet you for 45 minutes to go for a walk, that has also given me a lot of balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's become a very important part of my life.
I have felt very blessed in all of this for that reason too, because I feel like before I would try, but there would be times where I'd get home from school or I'd be bopping from thing to thing, and I would just feel like there's just no time for this. Yeah. Like, and when this all started, I literally remember thinking like, okay, you're like in your head, you're always saying that time is the excuse. And now you can, you're picking how you spend your day. So you can find time. Right. And like finding that time every day, let's just say off the bat, I hate it. Whatever I'm working out.
Yeah. Well, I love walking. I hate everything else.
I love walking. The walking is always fine. That never feels bad, or especially when you're walking with somebody else, you just talk the whole time and it's done.
It's fine.
But when I'm working out, I hate it.
Oh, I hate the strength training. I hate the Zumba. I hate every moment
there
of
it. There is never a time when I'm doing it where I think, I'm so glad I'm doing this. Like, I hate it from the moment it starts to the moment it ends. And no, at no point in all of this, like, I know that I've gotten stronger because there's things I can do now that I could not do before, like when I was first starting. But there's at no point during it where I feel any amount of, like, I am becoming a person who likes this, or like, I quote unquote need this in my day. Like, the whole time I am cursing in my head. Sometimes I'm audibly cursing.
I do like, curse all the time. And in fact, my kids laugh at me because I'll be doing Zumba and they'll say something like, doesn't this feel great? And I'll be like, screw you. And I yell at the TV. I'm like, I feel like crap.
I know.
And my kids are like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing.
At the beginning of quarantine, I was doing these workouts through the Weight Watchers app, and they were like audio workouts, but there were like affirmations in them. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the guy's like, remember your why. Why are you doing this right now? Tell yourself why you're doing this right now. And every time I would respond with, it's because I'm fat. I'm so fat. Oh, I'm so fat. And I would just like yell every time. And I'd be like, I feel like that's like not what they're looking for.
No,
but it's the only thing I can come up with in the moment when I hate myself and I hate everything that's happening to me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is way worse. I'll just be fat. I'll just be fat. Like, the whole time I hate it. I think though, like, I have also felt, and I feel like you come from the same place with this, is like, it feels kind of tricky sometimes because I generally like my body. I feel fine in my skin.
Yeah.
I like who I am. And so, like, feeling like I want to lose weight, in my mind, I don't equate that with, like, I'm doing something, like, I'm becoming a better person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, but I do think that a lot of people think that. And I feel like their response to you losing weight really lets you know that, like, they really felt like you were a piece of shit before.
Yeah.
And, like, now you finally have your priorities in order and you're finally, like, doing the thing that apparently they've been waiting for you to do. Like, that's really, they wouldn't say that outright, but based on their response, it's like, wow, you spent a lot of time thinking about my body.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like that when people respond to you, like, either eating healthy or losing weight?
Yeah, but what's interesting is I tell very few people.
Yeah.
I think that's a thing, too. Like, you know, obviously anybody now who listens to this podcast knows. My kids know. But, like, I don't mention it to my parents. I don't mention it to my friends. I just don't mention it. And it's just kind of one of, like, I never told my coworkers that I was doing this. Like, even when we were at school, I'd come in every day with a healthy lunch.
Right.
I would walk around the building, get some steps in.
Right.
Never once did I ever mention it.
Right. But people will still bring it up to you.
Like, people will say, like, wow, you look different.
Yeah.
Though I have to say, that's the stage that I'm at now.
Yeah.
People will go, something's different about you.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody equates it to losing weight at this time.
Well, and I always, it's always weird to, I feel the same way I talk about it with very few people, mostly because it's not the most interesting thing about me.
Right.
Like, my weight, my body, what I'm eating, what I'm not eating, has never been the most interesting thing about me. So it's especially not the most interesting thing about me now.
No, I don't want to, you know, when people are like, what have you been doing? I've been losing weight. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that.
And it involves a high level of activity that I do not enjoy. So, like, I don't want to talk about it because, like, I don't have good things to say about it.
I ate Brussels sprouts.
Yes. Yeah. Or, like, oh, I did, like, 10 push-ups today and I hated myself the whole time. Like, that's not fun to talk about for me. Like, I'd rather talk about literally anything else.
Also, I find that, you know, there will never come a time where I will define myself. I mean, I joke about it, but there will never come a time where I will define myself as skinny.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing too, like, the people that I would talk to that I would define them as skinny, I will never be that.
Yeah.
So I think talk about this,
my body will not look like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It will never happen in my life. I will never be defined as skinny. I can't even see myself being like, I will never be single digits in clothing. It's just never going to happen. So these people that are, I feel like if I mention that I'm losing weight or doing something like that, like, they will have an expectation
of what the end goal is
that will never happen. Yeah. And I feel like when I get to the point where I'm at my end goal and I say, okay, now I'm going to maintain.
Yeah.
It will never be what they would expect me to be.
Yeah.
So
I've been trying to figure out this for me, because I feel like when people comment on me losing weight, or I feel like I'm at the point now where it's starting to become noticeable that I'm losing weight,
mm-hmm.
especially like I haven't seen people for 2 months, and in that 2 months I've lost probably about like 15 pounds.
Right.
And I had probably lost about 15 prior to that. So I think it was like right at the point where it was going to start to be noticeable.
Yeah.
But I feel really uncomfortable when people bring it up. And, like, I don't think I respond very positively. I think I'm really awkward about it. And I'm trying to, like, figure out why that is and, like what's a better way. Because I think that I like to live in the world where I don't go around thinking about people's bodies. Like, I don't either. I don't go around thinking about, like, maybe if people like gain or lose weight, like I'll notice it in my mind, but I don't ever comment on it.
And I don't dwell on it usually either.
And I don't, and even like for myself, like, it's not something that takes up a noticeable percentage of my brain, mm-hmm. even about my own body. So I like to live in the world where I think everybody else is also doing that.
Yeah.
But when people are so quick to say something, and people feel very free to comment on your body, on my body, like, especially when I don't know them very well, it like shatters the idea that I had that nobody else was thinking about this either. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, because I was operating in the world telling myself, like, who cares? Like, so you don't look like people in magazines or people on TV, or like you don't have the quote unquote ideal body type, but you like yourself and you like your body and move on. It's not the most interesting thing about you. And I like to go through the world believing that. But when people see me and immediately say like, oh my gosh, you've lost so much weight, I feel like that like shatters a little bit. It's like, oh, so you were thinking about my body. You were seeing me and thinking like, Rachel, a fat person. Like, and that makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
Like at our old school, like one of the secretaries, she was well-meaning, but every time there was like the weight loss challenge, she would try and convince me to do it.
Yeah.
Every time. And she'd be like, oh, come on. It's so fun. I really think you'd like it. Blah, blah, blah. I never indicated to her that I was ever trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I never talked to her about anything in that realm.
Right.
Like, and so like, that was always like, okay, so like you're literally hunting down people in this building who you feel like are overweight and trying to convince them to join this weight loss challenge, which for me is not like triggering to have like negative habits, but for somebody it really could be. Like that could send somebody into like a spiral of like, oh, I like shouldn't eat this or that, yeah. or I should be, you know, working out super hard every day, or like, I don't know. It just, to me, it feels like insensitive. And then like, or the other day I was at school to do something and I ran into one of the cafeteria ladies who I don't know very well. Like, I have known this woman a max of 2 years. I've only been at that school yeah. for 2 years. And I see her not even every day.
Yeah.
And the only other interaction we've had is one time she yelled at me for chewing gum. But I saw her in the commons while I was at school. And she saw me and she immediately said, "Oh, you've been losing weight." And I was just, I tried to just, like, brush it off. And I was just like, "Oh, yeah." And she, like, fully stops, halted me, grabbed my arm.
Like, oh, no.
There's a pandemic. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing. No. She, like, grabbed my, she's older. So, also, you know, put this in the context of that. And she's like, "No, seriously. You have lost some weight. What have you been doing?" And I, like, my brain is going through, like, I don't like this. I don't want to talk to you about it. Like, I don't think it's interesting. Like, and I was just like, "Oh, yeah, I've just been trying to, like, eat better and move." And then I, again, tried to walk away. And she's like, "No, see, like, how much have you lost?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm not really sure." Which is, again, true, because I really try hard not to, like, focus on how, like, the pounds in which I'm losing. And she was like, "No, seriously, like, what, like 30 pounds? And I was like, "Oh my gosh, she's not going to let me go until I, like, literally spell out to her what's happening." And I was like, "Yeah, probably like 30 pounds. And she's like, "Oh, I wish I could lose 30 pounds. And then she just walked away. And I was just like, "Why did that have to happen to me?"
That's very awkward.
I hate that.
That's
like,
very awkward.
And I think I don't respond well. I'm sure she left me like, "Wow, that's a really weird interaction."
Yeah.
But like, why does she feel free to have that conversation with me? She doesn't know me at all.
No, it's that's very awkward. That gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. Just envisioning that conversation.
Being accosted in the commons.
I can't do it.
But yeah.
Yuck.
So when you notice that somebody is losing weight, don't comment on their body. Unless they bring it up to you.
If they bring it up, then yes, you can say something. But I agree. You know, I don't define myself in that way. Mm-hmm. I don't ever introduce myself and be like, "Hi, I'm Fat Girl Lori. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Lori, a fat girl."
You know, well, so I don't define myself in that manner. It's just, it's my body. Yeah. And I'm a very confident person. But if other people define me that way, I'm like, "Get away from me. I don't want to talk to you. Like, you know, you don't know me." Like, those kind of things bother me. So we've been talking about this for about 40 minutes. And I just want to bring up one thing that I envision in my mind all the time. We've talked about this before. So it turns out that I have two women living in my head. I have the skinny girl and the fat girl that live in my head. And for a lot of years, the skinny girl was getting beat down by the fat girl. There was a fat girl in my brain just
getting the
beating
shit
her down
beat out of her.
Every day. And the fat girl has lost some of her power, and the skinny girl comes back. And now I would say it's a fairly even
match.
And it's very interesting to me. You know, like, some people say, like, the angel and the devil. But for me, it's the skinny girl and the fat girl. And, like, I can see who's, like, channeling through me depending on what day of the week it is. And you know what? Sometimes that fat girl wins anyway. Sometimes the skinny girl wins anyway. And I think the one day I was telling Rachel about this and I was like, "Well, the fat girl's winning out," or "the skinny girl really won it out today." And Rachel was like, "I don't think I have a skinny girl in my head."
I don't.
I think it's just a fat girl. There's nobody else in there.
There's only one person in there.
There's only one.
She's a fat girl, and she's just sad 90% of the time now. Like, and I'm just trying to convince her, like, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be
okay. Like, it's really going to be okay. And, like, the whole time I could just hear her going, like, "Why are you doing this to us? You know we hate this." And, like, I'm just trying to convince her, no skinny girl exists in there.
Oh,
she does not exist.
I disagree. I think she's in there. I've told you that before. I'm like, no, she's in there.
Well, if she's in there, she is so firmly hiding. Like, she has been traumatized. She's been
beat down, too. Yeah.
She's been traumatized.
Yeah, I think my skinny girl really comes out when, you know, and I'll hear her say, you know, it's really nice outside. You can go get that walk in. If you walk just one lap around your neighborhood, you're going to hit your step goal for today. And I'm, okay, let's go. And there are some other times she's like, you know what? You just need like 2,000 more steps if you just want to go do a lap. And the fat girl goes, bitch, sit down.
Like, you've done
we enough. Are not going for a walk. Sit your ass down. We're going to have some Cheez-Its on the couch. And screw those 2,000 steps. We're not going to hit our step goal today. And we're going to be happy about it.
I feel like the other voice is more amorphous for me. It's not a skinny girl. I don't know what it is. Like, it has no form. I'm waiting to see what form it will take. I don't know that it will be a skinny girl. Like, but there is that voice. And it's like desperately trying to pry a cookie out of the fat girl's hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's mine's like, the skinny girl.
Just trying to explain to her, like, you don't have to eat 10 cookies. The cookies will be here. You could just eat one cookie, yeah, and you would be okay. And meanwhile, the fat girl's clinging to the cookie. It's crumbling in her hands.
My skinny girl is always telling me, like, this is not the last chocolate chip cookie you will ever eat. You do not need to eat more. There will be more in your life. This, you know, there will be other Saturdays. If you did not get to one of the foods you wanted on this Saturday, all you have to do is wait 6 more days and you will have another opportunity.
Well, and also because the point of Saturday isn't so that you eat 7 cookies on Saturday, because by that math, you could have just eaten one cookie per day.
Yeah, yeah. It's to what we like to do is think about the food that we've been thinking about all week.
Yeah.
And then push that into our Saturday
routine. Which I haven't been very good at lately, because let me tell you, I've been thinking about a chocolate milkshake for many weeks and I've not drank a chocolate milkshake yet.
No, you got to get that in. Maybe next Saturday.
Maybe next Saturday. It's okay. It will be next Saturday.
It's okay you didn't get it this Saturday. There will be another Saturday.
Yep.
But yeah, my skinny girl walks around in my head in flip-flops and short shorts and like a tank top all the time. And the fat girl sitting there with PJ pants and a t-shirt and a robe with like slippers on and her hair in a bun. And skinny girl like has her hair down, she's got her makeup down, her sunglasses on, like she's got a little bathing suit on underneath in case she needs to go to the beach. And the fat girl is like remote in hand, hair in a bun, no makeup on, like just kind of like sup, like doing her thing. And through this whole process, that's what I wonder, like I think about is which girl's going to win out today? Which girl's going to be the one who does that? Like when we went to the last time we could go shopping in a normal world, and I was able to buy a size down shirt, like skinny girl was so happy. Or like I fit into a new pair of jeans that were a size down. Skinny girl was loving it. Fat girl is like,
it's not worth it.
Doesn't matter.
Should have eaten 10
Remember more that ice cream you wanted you didn't have? That would have been better. So.
It's okay. I think in both cases, neither of those girls know what's truly good for them. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, what's truly good is like some balance in the middle.
No, and that's me.
Yeah.
Like, that is the real me.
Yeah.
That is keeping the balance. You're
like, we can't do either of these things to the extreme to which you all would want us to. So we're just going to try and work toward the middle.
And you're going to have to let me know when your voice takes shape and what it ends up being.
I'm curious. I don't know what it will be, but it's definitely amorphous.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know.
I mean, that's okay.
Whatever it is, it's firmly hidden.
Yeah. But the fat girl is there.
The fat girl's there. She is very confident being in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
She really knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to drive through multiple drive-thrus to get it.
You want tacos plus an Oreo milkshake from Chick-fil-A?
And Chick-fil-A fries.
Let's go. We can do it. We got time.
So. Well, we hope that this was relatable.
Yeah.
And we hope that if you are also on your own fitness journey, as it is said, that you find it helpful, and you let us know. So tweet at us at Party of Ones on Twitter. That's Party of the Number One S, or you can email us at partyofones.podcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope that your Memorial Day weekend is going awesome.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.